100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast with power and heat and, well, bottled water. At oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, no, I did not die in the polar copalypse, whatever the hell happened to Texas this past week. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories when I'm able to get them via email. And let's not talk about that. Anyway, the topic for this week was pizza, and we had a whole bunch of stories come in. So let's go ahead and listen to those stories.
Good evening. This is Jay Radimus, back again for Weekly Challenge 774 and the prompt of pizza. My story is called First Date. I decided to pick up with my characters from last week, maybe taking inspiration from a couple of you guys with some of your ongoing serialized stories. Maybe this will go somewhere. And bonus points to anybody that picks up on the Frozen reference. It's kind of obvious. You'll probably notice it. Anyway, here's my story. James anxiously checked his watch for the third time in less than 3 minutes and wondered how early too early was. He hated this part of first dates. Unbeknownst to him, Natalie was simultaneously anxious about being early and on the verge of being late in her preparations for their date. She couldn't decide if she was nervous or excited. Maybe just gassy? They both felt like their first meeting had been interesting enough that it merited an official first date. They agreed on pizza, and agreed on Zito's. They debated on which one, but compromised by picking Orange Plaza. All right, well, That's it so far. That was 100 words. We'll see where it goes from there. We'll catch you next time. Thanks.
Morning all. This is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of pizza, and it's called Pizza. I love pizza. I don't mind what kind. Thin and crispy. Stuffed crust. Deep dish. Just bring it on, and you've got a friend for life. I'm not a topping snob either. You'll never see me look aghast at the suggestion of pineapple on top. You'll never hear me insist on only authentic toppings, and no more than six, because any more spoils the taste. Nonsense. Pile them on, I say, and don't be mean with the helpings. Tomato, white sauce, or barbecue, I'm equally happy. They're all wonderful. But there's none for you. Get your own. This one's mine. So there you go. And yes, it's true, I do love pizza. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and here's my story. It's the best food on earth, he said. What did you put in this? It tastes funny. Oh, it's the seasoning. I can't remember, but I tossed everything I had on it. And he laughed, amused by his friend's hesitation. Eat it, eat it. I made plenty of them for the picnic. And they did eat. When they started dropping like flies, he scratched the name of each one of them out from a list. He had that list since he was 13, when they made him eat pizza with rat meat in it. Revenge is such a sweet thing. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Giovanni's allegedly sold the best pizza in town, which was a punch in the teeth for my business. We may not have made the best pizzas, but ours were cheap. And until Giovanni came onto the scene, we had the monopoly. But now sales were falling every week. The community was shocked, but it came as no surprise to me when the police found Giovanni's body, baked in his own pizza oven, sliced, stuffed into pizza boxes, and delivered all round town. They never found the culprit. Very sad. But on the positive side, my business is booming once more.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called It Seemed Like a Good Idea at the Time. A few years back, I saw a movie about meat consumption. After watching, I removed it from my diet. For 2 long years, no pizza, no pepperoni, no sausage, no Canadian bacon, or even chicken. Boy, I miss chicken. For 2 years in the wasteland, would still be there, but for a video by a noted nutritionist, perky beyond human endurance. Happily, she chirped, a lack of animal protein may lead to nerve damage. Nerve damage? She was actually smiling. Well, screw that. So I did the math. I can eat pizza 3 times a day for the rest of my life. Life is good. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Two Rubbers I Know here, with a story on the word pizza. Once upon a time, there was a baker. His genius was not content to bake the same loaves every day, and he experimented with every conceivable method of baking bread and baking every foodstuff into it. Once, he had a surplus of stale bread. He crumbled and baked it into a new batch, creating the renowned pane del pane, or bread bread. His greatest invention was to bake a layer of cheese onto a flatbread and embed therein a variety of vegetables and meat. A fad for this novelty swept through his city, for which it became named Pisa.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the Galactic Battle Base Space Dust, available at Amazon. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 774 with a prompt of pizza. Lawrence, I hope everything's cool for you there in Texas. Actually, no, not cool. That's not the right word. Anyway, hope things are working out for you well, that you've got electricity and that type of heating and stuff. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert sat with his parents in the diner, feeling as empty and desolate as the tables around them.
Mom, I understand we'll start over. Can we do it here? I like my school, and Linoleum Amanda is my friend. I don't want to leave all this.
A short, bald man walked into the diner, picked up a pizza box from the waitress at the register, came to their table and sat down. Mrs. Blanketmaker frowned at the man.
"Good evening, Chief. Are you hungry?"
The chief smiled.
"Yes, but really, we need to make plans for your family and nuclear fission."
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
When the power came back on, the first thing I did was turn on the lights, run to the kitchen, and fire up the oven to make pizza. It took about 8 minutes to preheat the oven. Then I opened the freezer for the first time in 3 days and got out the frozen pizzas. Well, they had been frozen. I opened the boxes and they came out floppy. Were they still okay to eat? Well, if I'm going to heat up the oven and the stove, and that'll really kill all the bad things, right? I shrugged and closed the oven.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of pizza. And now you're going to eat a pizza, aren't you? I'm sure you will. What will you have on your pizza? Put that in the comments at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I can't remember. I don't feel like re-recording this. I'm just worn out by this past week. Oh, such a drama queen. It's only freezing inside. And yet everything in the freezer was ruined. The irony. I should have put everything outside. Oh, well. Yeah, sour cream is that important. What's the next topic? Wine. Yeah, I can't drink. Anyway, go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for the archives. Other topics, what's coming up for the year, so you can prepare in advance, other stories, links to people's sites, and so on and so forth, and all that stuff. Thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.